News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Suspended Assistant Police Inspector Sachin Waze arrested by the NIA in the case of an explosives-laden SUV found near industrialist Mukesh Ambani's house and the murder of businessman Mansukh Hiran was on Tuesday dismissed from police service, an official said. The order terminating Waze's service was issued by Mumbai Police Commissioner Hemant Nagrale, said a spokesperson of the city police. 1990 batch officer of the Maharashtra cadre, Waze, 49, also known as an encounter cop, was suspended after his arrest by the National Investigation Agency in the SUV-cum-murder case on March 13. API Sachin Hindurao Waze has been dismissed from police service. Order has been issued today under provision of 311/2/B Constitution of India by Commissioner of Police, Greater Mumbai, a top official said. Article 311 of the Constitution and related subsections deal with dismissal, removal or reduction in rank of persons employed in civil capacities under the union or a state on certain grounds. Waze, now lodged in jail, was reinstated in the Mumbai Police in June 2020 after being suspended for 16 years in a case related to alleged custodial death of Khwaja Yunus, an accused in the Ghatkopar bomb blast of 2002. Post-reinstatement, he was appointed the head of the Crime Intelligence Unit, an elite branch of the Mumbai Crime Branch. As the CIU head, he was handling a slew of high-profile cases, including the fake TRP case, fake social media followers case, the DC car finance scam, and the Ambani security scare case in which he is now an accused, the official said. The SUV with explosives was found near Ambani's residence in South Mumbai on February 25. Hiran, a Thane-based businessman who was in possession of the SUV, was found dead in a creek in Thane on March 5. Waze had allegedly played a key role in both the incidents, now being treated as one case, the official said. The Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad was handling the case before it was handed over to the NIA. In her statement to the ATS, Hiran's wife, Vimla, had said she suspected Waze's involvement in the killing of her husband. Accordingly, a case of murder was registered against unidentified persons. Waze was transferred from the crime branch to the special branch of the Mumbai Police after his alleged involvement surfaced in the crime. The special branch had sought details of the case from the ATS and a report was submitted to the Mumbai Police Commissioner. Accordingly, the Mumbai Police Chief issued orders terminating Waze's service, the official said. The NIA has so far arrested nearly half a dozen persons in connection with the SUV-cum-murder case, including Waze, API Riazuddin Qazi, who worked with Waze in the CIU, and Crime Branch Senior Inspector Sunil Mane. A Keralite woman working in Israel was killed allegedly in a Palestinian rocket strike on Tuesday, her family members said. They said the rocket fell on the residence of 31-year-old Soumya in the city of Ashkelon while she was talking to her husband Santosh, who is in Kerala, over video call in the evening. My brother heard a huge sound during the video call. Suddenly the phone got disconnected. Then we immediately contacted fellow Malayalis working there. Thus we came to know about the incident, Santosh's brother Saji said. Soumya, hailing from Kirithodu in Idukki district, had been working as a housemaid in Israel for the last 7 years, her relative said. There is no official confirmation about the incident so far. Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan spoke to the family and expressed grief over Soumya's death in the incident. Spoke with the family of Ms. Soumya Santosh to convey my deep condolences at her tragic demise during the rocket attacks from Gaza today. Assured all possible assistance. We have condemned these attacks and the violence in Jerusalem and urged restraint by both sides, he tweeted. Newly elected MLA and Nationalist Congress Kerala leader Mani C. Kappan condemned the incident. In a Facebook post, Kappan, who is representing the Pala seat in the Kerala Assembly, said, Thousands of Keralites working in Israel were living in fear. He also sought the intervention of the central and state governments in the issue. Cloud burst hit Dev Prayag in Tehri district of Uttarakhand on Tuesday, razing two municipal buildings to the ground and damaging several shops. It also damaged pedestrian bridges, water pipelines and electricity supply lines, an official said. The cloudburst occurred over the Shanta River, causing inundation of areas along its banks with a huge amount of slush containing boulders, SHO of the Dev Prayag police station, Mahipal Singh Rawat, said. Two municipality buildings, including the multi-purpose Nagarpalika Bhavan, caved in after being hit by the rubble brought down by the cloudburst, he added. A number of shops in the Dasharath Danda Parvat area of Dev Prayag were also damaged in the cloudburst, the SHO said. However, there was no loss of life as people were alert and had moved to safe locations like the bus stand and police station premises, he said. Municipal Commissioner K.K. Kotyal said the extent of damage is yet to be assessed. Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister Tirath Singh Rawat and assured all help from the centre. Shah, on the telephone call on Tuesday evening, assured Rawat of all possible help from the central government. The cloudburst, which occurred over Shanta River, inundated areas along its banks, damaging pedestrian bridges, water pipelines and electricity supply lines, an official said. China's weak population growth is falling closer to zero as fewer couples have children, government data showed on Tuesday, adding to strains on an aging society with a shrinking workforce. The population rose by 72 million people over the past 10 years to 1.411 billion in 2020, the National Bureau of Statistics announced after a once-a-decade census. It said annual growth averaged 0.53%, down by 0.04% from the previous decade. Chinese leaders have enforced birth limits since 1980 to restrain population growth, but worry the number of working-age people is falling too fast, disrupting efforts to create a prosperous economy. They have eased birth limits, but couples are put off by high costs, cramped housing and job discrimination against mothers. Labor resources are still abundant, the statistics agency director Ning Zihe said at a news conference. The percentage of children in the population edged up compared with 2010, while the share of 60 and older rose faster. The pool of potential workers aged 15 to 59 shrank to 894 million, down about 5% from a 2011 peak of 925 million. Changes in birth limits and other policies promoted a rebound in the birth population, Ning said. However, he said there were 12 million babies born last year, which would be down 18% from 2019's report of 14.6 million. China, along with Thailand and some other developing Asian countries that are aging fast, faces what economists call the challenge of whether it can grow rich before it grows old. Some forecasters warn China faces a demographic time bomb. Reflecting the issue's sensitivity, the statistics agency took the unusual step last month of announcing the population grew in 2020, but gave no total. That looked like an effort to calm companies and investors after the Financial Times reported the census might have found a surprise decline. We are more concerned about the fast decline in the working age population, said Lu Jihua, a professor of population studies at Peking University. The population of potential workers aged 15 to 59 will fall from three quarters of the total in 2011 to just above half by 2050, according to Lu. If the population gets too old, it will be impossible to solve the problem through immigration, said Lu. It needs to be dealt with at an early stage. The latest data put China closer to be overtaken by India as the most populous country, which is expected to happen by 2025. India's population last year was estimated by the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs at 1.38 billion or 1.5% behind China. The agency says India should grow by 0.9% annually through 2025. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.